This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, who would have thunk that this would be an issue? See, in Sweden, they've got more and more foreign Islamic State fighters. They're returning to European countries. You know, they were Middle East, and then they were European, and then they went back to the Middle East to fight, and now they're coming back European. And those European countries there want nothing to do with them. Now, my first question is this. What are we doing asking these guys questions when we know that they're known terrorists? Anyway. Swedish Daily Expressen interviewed some of the 150 terrorists who've moved back to Sweden after fighting for ISIS. I don't even see. I've got this theory about terrorists. I know that gang members eventually outgrow being in the gang if they get it to their 30s and everything else. I get that, and then maybe they're not bangers anymore. I don't know. I don't know exactly how that works because I've never been one of those. But there's a big difference between a gangbanger, well, except maybe in the case of a home invasion, and somebody who will travel the world to commit terrorist actions. So my first question is, how come these guys don't have a new hole in their head when we identify them as a terrorist from ISIS? And their complaint is they can't find jobs. They get back to, say, Sweden, where they don't ventilate them inexplicably. They change their legal names to be able to rejoin society, and few of them are able to get jobs. I just want to forget everything. That's what a 27-year-old dude, formerly known as Waled Youssef, he told Expressen, I apply for a lot of jobs, but I can't get any because my pictures are out there. Another man refused to do an interview, saying that he has enough problems since returning. Others said the purpose of their trip to Syria was to help civilians, despite all this leaked intel obtained by Expressen indicating they joined the terror group. A man listed as a soldier in leaked ISIS documents said, that's very strange. Anyone can say they're me. I mean, it's war. Maybe someone recommended me. I don't know. I don't expect you terrorists to sit up and say, yeah, that was me. I was the guy. That's right. I was the one standing there with the dull knife cutting off the heads. Yeah. I don't expect that. They also tell, these defectors also tell the Europeans, that those who pose the biggest threat to Europeans are unlikely to make it back. And they say, a 34-year-old told them, if you've decided you want to fight, you won't go back. Now, the fact that a European a European newspaper is out there able to identify former ISIS fighters and then go to them and say to them, hey, would you give us an interview? And they're able to do it. Doesn't something seem a little wrong here? Don't they need a Swedish version of Chuck Norris there to kill every one of those guys? Because I'm sorry, if you become a terrorist, and if you take part in terrorist operations and activity, that's pretty bloody most of the time. There's really, you know, there's not that many pacifist jobs with ISIS, as far as I can tell. So I'm sure they don't have conscientious objectors, or they would throw you off the sixth floor with the homosexuals they throw off at the sixth floor. So, I'm just not getting it, why they're allowed to be. I'm sorry, this is the military and me coming out. I look at these guys as enemy combatants. They're the worst kind of enemy combatant because their primary modus operandi is to attack civilians, non-combatants. They will attack and fight against people that can fight back. But, I mean, in a toe-to-toe fight against American forces, they don't stand a chance, and they know it. And that's, you know, they do resort to guerrilla combat. And, yes, all things are fair in war. I get all of that stuff. But what it comes down to is they're a bunch of cowards that take comfort in numbers. And they've got to be the worst common denominator in America, in humanity, not in America, but in humanity. They almost have a chip on their shoulder. They almost have some reason to hate something. And they get told that they can go kill something if they will fight for Allah. So do they strap up or what? Now, in Europe, as they continue the slow motion hanging of themselves, one thing that is known is they often fail to detect the returnees and put them on trial. Freedom of movement within the European Union makes it very difficult to track them when an alleged ISIS fighter returns home. Supporting a terror group is not considered a crime in many countries as long as the person is not directly involved in criminal activities. You know what? I'm going to quit hating what's going to happen to Europe. You guys, Europeans, you obviously are too stupid to live. It's not illegal to support a terror group. I wonder if that's the law in France. Supporting a terror group is not considered a crime in many countries as long as the person is not directly involved in criminal activities. I just have to say that in my head just to try to make myself believe that's the case. Also, even in the cases where the terrorists do get out there and say, yeah, that was me, I killed them, they have a good chance of getting away with that because it's hard to prove that this crime actually took place since it took place somewhere else. And, you know, this is why I say they ought to be ventilated as soon as they hit the border. Yep, I know that's ruthless, but I'm sorry, that's my middle name sometimes. The whole part of this particular little ditty is to point out to you that in one part of this world that is considered the West, they find it perfectly okay to get out there and be a former terrorist and say, you know, I've come back and I can't get me a bloody job. And nobody's out there going, well, that is too bad, isn't it? That's probably what led you to your life. And I know they're Swedish, but bear with me. I'm just trying to do the best I can because I am flabbergasted. You know, I loved the girl with the dragon tattoo. I thought Sweden was really cool. Everybody there drove a motorcycle or a Volvo. It was cool. And apparently the best part of Sweden was in that movie because everything else seems pretty stupid, to be honest with you. If you're formerly from Sweden and I've just offended you, well, I'm not really aiming it at you, Swedish person. I'm aiming it at your government and your whatever passes for a legislature there that makes the laws where it's okay to support a terrorist group as long as you're not directly involved. I can't get, if I were any more stunned, I would have a taser right now holding it to my temple, just with a death grip right there. That's how, I couldn't be any more stunned if that was actually happening. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about the over predictions for the economic growth under Obama. And once again, I'm going to prove to you that all of these people that say this is going to happen and that's going to happen, they got no idea. And I'll even do it grammatically correct. This is Lock and Load.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms, that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Still a little stunned, Oliver. You know, the last segment. So, bear with me. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, right now, the Nighthawk Falcon is in pieces, about to be frog lubed extremely in the right after the show. So I'll be doing that because that's what works. Check them out at froglube.com. We'll get back to the economic thing. In the chat room, we're talking a lot about reciprocity. So let's talk about reciprocity. When Hudson introduced the bill, H.R. 38, in January, he knew it was going to face a lot of criticism from the left. He figured that he would run into the occasional conflation of data, falsehood, lie about nationwide concealed carry reciprocity and have intense opposition rise from the leftist groups trying to restrict the Second Amendment right. But he didn't ever imagine New York District Attorney Cy Vance make the absurd statement, "This bill is supported, I am sure, by ISIS." For Mr. Hudson and for me and for a lot of people like this, that's very alarming and irresponsible. After Republican members of Congress were, you know, basically hunted down and shot by a leftist Bernie bro, who was incited by violent leftist language. So this district attorney needs to educate himself on H.R. 38 before making such a disparaging and false statement. He accused the 200 co-sponsors of the bill, both Democrats and Republicans, of playing into the hand of ISIS and other terrorists, attempting to support his point by saying terrorists can easily obtain guns in some states. This guy is the chief law enforcement officer of New York State, and he really should, I mean, you know, in an ideal world, he should be above dishonesty and scare tactics. But this is desperate times for anti-gunners, so it calls for desperate lies. Nationwide reciprocity will not make it any easier to buy a gun. The bill has nothing to do with the purchase of a gun. Every person who wants to buy a firearm in America will still have to go through a thorough federal background check. That bill's not going to change that. And contrary to his statements, that bill would empower Americans to protect themselves and their families if they ever face a terrorist who wants to do them harm, God forbid. So, in short, concealed carry reciprocity is a terrorist's worst nightmare, as I've already pointed out. H.R. 38 is alarmingly simple. It would provide law-abiding citizens the right to carry concealed and travel freely between states without worrying about conflicting concealed carry state codes or onerous civil suits, or in the case of New Jersey, being locked up. It would allow a law-abiding citizen to carry concealed only if they are not federally prohibited from possessing or receiving a firearm, only if they are carrying a valid government-issued photo ID and are lawfully licensed or otherwise entitled to carry a concealed handgun. And when in those states, you would have to follow the laws of the state, county, and municipality in which they are carrying concealed. Further, he said that an individual could carry a gun anywhere in New York City and use Times Square as an example. So let's look at the facts again. Under Hudson's bill, local laws would still dictate where a law-abiding citizen can and can't carry a concealed firearm. If a state passes a law banning people from carrying in a bar or in a school, and all states already have statutes on the books regarding carry on secondary and elementary school campuses, then that still stands. If the district attorney wants to lead an effort to restrict concealed carry in Times Square or anywhere in New York City, then he'd be free to do that. What he wouldn't be free to do would be to lock you up if you land in New York City with a gun that you declared in Idaho. That's what he wouldn't be free to do. Now, this district attorney, Cy Vance, he probably knows about the case of Shanine Allen in New Jersey. The patchwork of reciprocity laws and agreements between states is, on its best day, utterly confusing. And it causes law-abiding citizens like Shanine Allen, who's, you know, young. She's a young lady. She unwittingly broke the law and suffered arrest and detention. She had to get a, you know, she had to get a pardon to get out of it from the state's governor. The district attorney should read Article 4, Section 1 of the Constitution that requires states give full faith and credit to the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state. And that's why a driver's license is recognized from state to state, and we still have to follow the laws of the states in which we drive, like the speed limits, but, you know what I'm saying. So last but not least, you should look at other sources of information rather than getting out there and sounding like Polly, who is parroting the talking points of crusader, anti-Second Amendment crusader Michael Bloomberg, who has vowed to spend millions of dollars to stop national reciprocity. One thing everybody that is pro-gun has in common with the claims of anti-gunners is we do want to reduce gun violence in the United States today. We want to reduce suicide in the United States today. Anybody responsible, any responsible, normal human being would want to do that. And the district attorney, Cy Vance, should know that using scare tactics and irresponsible rhetoric does not make nothing to make that a reality. But, you know, when you are a leftist, that means you never, ever, 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 ever have to be wrong. And when you are wrong and you're getting ready to have to admit that you're wrong, well, then you were taken out of context. Now, that's what the bill is about. That's going up against all of the falsehoods that are out there. When we get back, a lot of anti-gun mayors have gotten together and had a little confab, and they are arguing against this that would force states to recognize concealed carry weapon permits from other states. And, well, we'll talk about that when we get back. National reciprocity, its time has come. We should go ahead and get this done. I don't understand, you know, like most of you, why it hasn't happened. I know they're trying to get the votes in the House. They must be very, very close. And in the Senate, I say just go with 51 votes. Cornyn got 57 back in 2013 when the Republicans didn't hold the Senate. This should be a slam dunk, huh? We'll get on these mayors when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. The U.S. Conference of Mayors has passed a resolution this week in opposition to two House and Senate GOP proposals that will endorse national concealed carry reciprocity under a GOP-controlled White House and Congress. The mayors, including New York City's Bill de Blasio and Chicago's Rahm Emanuel, passed a resolution at their annual conference that calls on Congress to resist dangerous legislation they argue prevents states and local governments from crafting gun laws appropriate to their needs while undermining legislation already on the books. I'm sure George Wallace said exactly that back in the 60s when he didn't want to integrate the University of Alabama. I call on you not to pass this and to pass this law because we get these laws on the books. The mayor said in their resolution, such bills would essentially allow anyone with a valid carry permit to use it in any city, which will result in the entry of more firearms into cities with stricter requirements. Oh, no! They added that the measures would essentially force the localities to give full faith and credit to permits that are issued on less rigorous grounds, remove local government's ability to maintain sensible gun standards, and keep a proper vetting process in place. Let's look at de Blasio, okay? In New York, right, you've heard Stephen D'Angeli here on the show. In New York, Stephen was referred to as an expediter. You had to have someone who knows the system in order to deal with the system to get a permit in New York. Since Stephen has been out of it recently, somebody that worked in that sort of that capacity, he just got caught bribing people to get permits because it is so doggone hard to get one. New York City, 8 million people, 36,000, 34,000 permits. And those are just gun permits. And it's really about the haves and the have-nots and the classes. In New York, like, they have their own little counter-terror team. And very recently, their little counter-terror director, who doesn't have a permit and is not certified as a law enforcement officer and yet carries a gun anyway, used the laser sight on his Glock 17 like a laser pointer to do a little PowerPoint demonstration. And as he was doing it, he swept across the back of the necks of some Scandinavian officials who were in the, you know, watching that. He swept them. So he basically, you know, muzzled them. He pointed his weapon at them. Yeah. That's the vetting process in New York. Absolutely it is. Now, neither piece of legislation in the United States Senate at this moment or in the House of Representatives has been or received a committee hearing, but both continue or to gain co-sponsors. Three Democrats in the House support Hudson's measure, which this week picked up its 200th co-sponsor in the House. Cornyn's measure so far has 37 GOP supporters. Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson of Gary, Indiana, called the legislation a chaotic proposal. Mayor Javier Gonzalez of Santa Fe, New Mexico, said the measures, if implemented, would override the hard-fought decisions we made locally about our public safety and force. Now, completely missing in this argument is all of the studies that show that people who have concealed carry permits are not going to commit crime. That's just totally missing in all of this stuff. Totally missing. It's like it didn't even happen. So there. So there, you bad people, you. It just kills me. I mean, it just absolutely. Anti-gun mayors. Who else? Hudson said that, simply put, this resolution is a bridge too far because it's not going to increase crime. Cornyn didn't respond immediately to Newsweek's request for comment. Meanwhile, opponents argue that national reciprocity would enable the least restrictive requirements to apply to the entire country, thus undercutting the most stringent laws in some states. Correct me if I am wrong. But isn't the background check for a concealed carry permit a little more stringent than the background check that they insisted be implemented to buy a gun in the first place? Is that not good enough? And, you know, with these constitutional carry states where, you know, if guns were the problem, you know, you would think that where they don't have to have a permit at all, it would just be blood awash in the gullies. But that's not happening. So, what exactly, can we get a little detail here, besides the least restrictive component? Every state, as well as Washington, D.C., allows concealed carry in some form. Nearly every state has some restrictions on where its residents can carry the weapons. That would still be in place. The strongest concealed carry laws in the country require applicants to demonstrate good cause or justifiable need for a permit. How do you do that? I mean, in some cases, Carol Bowne, ask her how that worked out for her. She had somebody out there saying, I'm going to kill you. She couldn't even buy a gun. She requested permission to buy a gun. It's supposed to get back in 30 days in New Jersey. It didn't. It took longer than 30 days. Eventually, that guy made good on his threat and killed Carol Bowne. So exactly how do you demonstrate good need? Do you have to, like, walk into the adjudicating, issuing authority with somebody stabbing you in the back, hanging on to you? 38 states generally require a state-issued permit to carry concealed weapons in public. The remaining 12, Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming, do not require a permit. The mayors released their resolution the same day the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge of a California law that sets strict limits on who can carry concealed firearms. That case, Peruta versus, California, had the potential to expand the Second Amendment. And it would have been one of the most important rulings on guns since the 2008 Heller decision. And then, of course, there was Cybance. So, in the meantime, various people in the House are introducing bills so that they can carry guns in D.C. But Trump vowed to loosen restrictions on firearms and already taken a few steps to follow through on his campaign promise. But a recent Morning Consult Politico survey found that 44% of Republicans support stricter gun laws, up 7% from a year ago. Now, you know, with the way the news covers this, I'm not surprised by that. I'm just surprised that, you know, that people aren't smarter than that to see what that's all about. It just makes me sad. Consider some of this nonsense. But hey, it just never gets dull around here, does it? No, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. I'll be using it tonight to slick up the the Nighthawk custom Falcon. It needs a little slicking up, and I'll be using it. Right now it is soaking in the solvent, and it will be very clean when I get out there. Check them out at froglube.com. Everyday carry. What is your everyday carry? Why does everyday carry matter? First things first, everyday carry is dictated by you, by your personality, by what you do. It is never one size fits all. There's a whole website out there called Everyday Carry that is dedicated to it. My old Everyday Carry is up there. I need to update my Everyday Carry, but I haven't done it yet. Because when I put my old Everyday Carry up there, I was crucified for having a gun that costs that much. I put up one of the agency guns. So, you know, besides. Everyday carry setups typically have a few core items that are pretty common between all of us. For men, it's probably going to be wallet, keys, phone. I don't have any hair, so I don't carry a comb or a brush. I don't carry shampoo, you know, that kind of stuff. And from there, it becomes sort of electives. But choices do vary greatly. There are a lot of people that want to carry the very bare minimum they want to carry. I have two kinds of everyday carry. I have what I carry on me, and I have what I carry as far as what I might want to do. Now, what I have on me is a gun, normally one of the high-capacity 9s, sometimes the high-capacity 10, sometimes the just outrageously good Nighthawk, just because it's a good gun to carry and it's going to run as good as anything out there. And whatever it is, then I have to carry the spare ammunition that goes with it. Along with that, I carry a first aid kit or a trauma kit. Nowadays, like if you have an Academy Sports near you, They're not a sponsor, but Academy Sports sells the Voodoo Tactical Trauma Kit, which is, you know, quite honestly, good enough for a trauma kit. It's sort of big, sort of unwieldy. You can you could get smaller ones. The one I carry is the Pocket Doc by Dark Angel. But I carry a first aid kit in addition to the gun and the ammunition, because if I am in a self-defense shooting, there's a reasonable expectation that somebody's going to be shot. And I'm not so much worried about the bad guys. I am maybe me or somebody near me or somebody just happens to be standing in the way. So that's one reason I carry that. A flashlight and a blade. Blades come in handier than anything I could ever think of. Every time I turn around, I'm having to, like, have you bought a mobile phone lately? Those things are taped together in such a manner as to, there's just no way to break into them unless you have a sharp edge. So you need a blade. I typically carry a Kershaw, I'm not sure which one mine. It's a Kershaw, and it's a very nice blade, and it's a little bit bigger than a pocket blade should be, but it works, and I carry that. My flashlight is one of those little pin lights by Streamlight. Some things I don't carry that some people do carry. I do not carry a multi-tool. I probably should, but I don't carry a multi-tool. Now, the other thing to consider is that I have different concealed or different everyday carry setups as things work. When I go ride a bike, I have a different, everyday carry, because everything goes into this hip bag that I've got, I've reconfigured from a bike messenger setup. And this is what carries everything, literally everything. That's what carries everything. When I'm going out to film, everything radically changes then, because I've got a Lowpro Pro Tactics backpack, which has Molly on it, which means I can attach some Molly stuff to it as long as it's the right color to match up to it, and maybe it won't get noticed. But I still have to carry my gun on me. I still have to have my phone on me. And the backpack affords me certain luxuries that, you know, carrying the first aid kit and the blade and some of that other stuff, the flashlight, I can throw it all in there in one big all-encompassing sack with some protein bars and some spare batteries and all this other stuff, and that's good to go. Why do I bring up the everyday carry? Well, everyday carry, if you're not doing it, something's wrong. I'm sorry to say. If you're not doing everyday carry, something's wrong. Because that means you're not carrying a gun. Not everybody who does everyday carry carries a gun, of course. That goes without saying. But why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you carry a gun if you have a permit? If you're of that persuasion, there's some of you that don't want to carry guns, and that's perfectly fine. The only problem I have with you is that you can't have a... almost sneeze. Sorry about that. The only problem I have with you is that you're trying to tell me that I can't carry a gun, and that's where it gets sort of dicey. But the bad news is that if you are going to wait in this day and age on somebody to come and rescue you, you are dead. You're dead. Time and time again, we see these incidents like the ball field shooting. The only reason any of those guys are alive, and despite the Bernie bro getting out there and spraying it with 100 rounds, is because there was somebody there to return fire. Guns on you are much better than guns that are in the car or at the house or that you just qualified with and left at home. A gun on you. There's a thing among photographers that they'll say, that you'll get asked, what is the best camera? The best camera is the one you have with you. Now, I tend to favor platforms that run the same way no matter what size. With the SIG, if I decide to get the smaller SIG, well, I know it's going to run exactly the way the bigger SIG runs. Likewise with the Glocks from the 26 to the 34, they run and feel the same way. So I am very familiar with most of the platforms I carry. And I carry them. And I have guns at hand, if that is the case. If something bad begins to unfold in front of me. And until that moment happens, well, I'm afraid I'm going to continue. Everything I do is going to continue to evolve. It's going to continue to be added to or subtracted from. If I find I don't need this, I'll stop carrying this. If I find I need to start carrying this, I'll do that. I have a different array and setup. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 backpacks that I use when I'm using a backpack. It just depends on what I need. I have 1, 2, 3 holsters that are my primary holsters to carry guns in. And then all of the guns that I own get carried. And there's no rhyme or reason to it, but they get carried. Because they are very similar platforms for the most part. I am training as much as I can with the 1911 because I do want to become proficient with that again like I used to be back in the 80s. So just a little word about everyday carry. Please do it. Please maintain it. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.